So Paul also said, "It is better to marry than to burn." And Jesus said, "He that is able to accept this, let him accept it." But in respect to money, Jesus did not speak in this way, but said, "Whoever forsakes his goods shall receive them back a hundredfold." Some may ask, didn't he also say that the rich would hardly enter the kingdom? This implies their weakness of character and their total slavery to money, not the power money holds over them. This is clear from Paul's advice too. He discourages lust for wealth, warning that those who want to be rich fall into temptation. But regarding marriage, he advises temporary separation only by agreement, urging to reconvene. He fears the powerful surge of lust may result in terrible shipwreck. This passion is stronger than anger. While one can control anger when unprovoked, desire often persists even when the object of desire is unseen. Therefore, he did not completely abolish anger, but only that which is unjustifiable, just as he did not abolish all desire, only unlawful desire, for he said, "Nevertheless, to avoid sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife." However, he did not permit hoarding wealth either with or without justification. Desires for sex and for righteous anger were given to us for necessary purposes, procreation and defense, but desire for money is not so. This desire isn't naturally part of us. Thus, if you're enslaved by it, you will suffer far worse punishment. That's why Paul, although he allows even for a second marriage, demands extreme austerity concerning money, stating, "Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded?" In the context of virginity, he says, "I have no commandment. This I say for your benefit, not to put any restraint upon you." But when he speaks of money, he advises, "If we have food and clothing, we'll be content with these." Why then, someone may ask, does this passion conquer more than any other? Because people don't guard against it as much as they do against lewdness and immorality. If they'd considered it to be as dangerous, perhaps they wouldn't have fallen into its grip. Likewise, the foolish virgins were excluded from the wedding banquet because, having conquered the great adversary, lust, they were defeated by a weaker one, love for money. Moreover, if one controlling lust falls prey to money, it's often not that lust has been truly conquered, but rather that by nature they have a lesser predisposition to it. Understanding these things, let us avoid the evil of greed. For even if virginity brought them no reward, and they still perished through their love of money despite all their efforts and labors, who would save us if we fall victim to this passion? Therefore, I implore you to do everything possible, not only to avoid becoming its victim, but also, if already ensnared, to break free from these hard chains. This way we'll gain a place in heaven and obtain the countless blessings. May we all attain these through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom, along with the Holy Spirit, be glory, power, honor, now and forever, and forevermore. Amen.